From Ephesians and John. The plan of God has implications not just for past estrangement, but present and future growing up in Christ. Paul is telling the church to look to Christ in a new way that leads all people to God, the one God, by living a life of peace and love in the unity with Christ's example of righteous living, in humility, and by being patient. By bearing one another in love, we can keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Paul wants us to know the one and only God, that there is not a new God, but a new way to understand God's love for God's creation. Paul said, "There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift." End quote. It is God who gives us this great gift of grace. God calls us to be disciples of Christ. The same God sends us to all nations, baptizing and making disciples, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. In our lives, we get hung up on who has the right story or who has the right baptism, when the scripture is clear that there is only one God and one baptism. It is the God and Father of all creation that baptizes us and calls us and shows God's grace, not a man-made church that tells God who and how to love God's children. Man does not decide who or how we are called by God to do God's work with our hands. Humans do not open the gate of salvation. God gives us Jesus Christ as God comes to us in love. God opens the gate of God's righteousness for all people, so in Christ we can see the love of God, and then we can go out and share this good news with others. Paul reminds us from verse 11, "The gifts God gave or that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until all of us come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine." End quote. Our calling from God sends us to tell everyone about the open gate of Jesus Christ, so all people may live in peace in the Spirit of God. Amen. Let us pray. Father, it is in you that we receive the grace and love that gives us hope for this generation. It is the Spirit of Christ living in us that gives us the strength and courage to go out proclaiming the good news. It is because you tell us all are your children that we will go with confidence, knowing nothing on earth or under earth can separate us from you and your love. Come to us today and lead us as we share the good news of Jesus Christ, your Son, with all people. We know Jesus is our open gate to salvation. Amen.